same pricing, but apparently it doesn't work.
Well, MCA, I think exchange stock or something with Westinghouse, and they asked for approval, and whatever you give them an opinion or something?
Well, there's a clearance procedure. I don't
yeah.
know they
under. Well, they don't think that they are, and they think that the law is clearly on their side, and the best firms tell them it is, and told them so ahead of time, told them now, but they say the department doesn't say they're not. So they said, well, we haven't decided yet, and they keep putting them off, and they've been between 2 and 3 months. They're upset and afraid it's going to knock out their merger. It's going to cost him lots. He thinks he's done a good job, and he's upset. He's been our front person, just kind of like Irvin Goldberg and Bob Clark in Dallas for all these years, and it's kind of a problem when they call you. Do it and call me, and got the good old Paul Kilday's funeral. You heard any more about the Chief Justice?
No. Go ahead.
Nixon sent me word today he'd be glad if I'd submit to you. Take Bill Rogers, so that's interesting, isn't it?
Whatever they is.
He said he's no good son of a bitch.
Well, that's my good feelings about Bill Rogers.
Anything more on your judges? Back after the session on non-proliferation, we might get some of
them.
Did you catch any hell from any senators for not getting their man through?
I don't believe we did before.
Haven't heard anything hollow in any of those.
No, I haven't heard worse.
We got our business behind with him, so you can talk to him. Decide what you're going to do.
I haven't really thought about it. It'll be something.
Any idea what Barefoot's going to do?
No, sir, I don't. I thought kind of dumb, but I don't really think he's settling down on it yet.
I believe we can get him back on that court. I'm not sure we didn't make a mistake not taking them on their deal.
No, that deal was too much. That wasn't right. I don't believe Thurman stood up to it anyway.
Well, he agreed to it, and they had a unanimous vote. But I just believe it was cheapening the presidency.
Sure.
Well, I do deny it all the time. I get in touch with you roughnecks like you can. Or it's Clifford and Rusk and all you cabinet boys, I have to deny it, but I know you deny it, Thurman. That goes too far, you think?
Beyond reason.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye, call me on this, please, and let's see if there's not a legitimate way we can help this man if it's really smacks of bad business, we don't want to do it. But if it just if it doesn't, I sure do want to do it.